Thank you for holding. Is this Elijah?
Yes. Yes. Hi, Elijah. Who am I speaking with?
My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash.
Okay. Nice to meet you, John.
Nice to meet you as well. I understand that you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes, I think I understand. One question I was wondering, how were we found on your end?
Yeah, so if you look up Local Splash or just type in, like, is Local Splash a Google partner, we're right across the street from Google. So we do this all over the country. It's our role as a Google partner. So when a position opens up for an industry or an area, they'll create a list of guys that they feel could be qualified candidates to be on that first page. And our company and our representatives, kind of like Tara that you were just speaking with, they'll actually call down that list of people or business owners until we fill the position. And then once we fill the position, they close out the category. That position goes to that business, or that slot will go to that business. And then we can't work with any other competing companies until we receive another notification of an opening. So
okay.
You're on a qualified candidates list.
Mm-hmm. Okay, understood.
Great question, though. That's really important to know, especially make sure people aren't selling your information. That's really important.
Definitely.
Okay. Tara told me you guys are fairly new, but moving to a showroom. Is that correct?
It'll be a part of our home address, but it's a detached garage that's just dedicated to our woodwork capacity. So
okay.
I'm unsure if we're gonna list that as a physical location for people to just arrive to.
Mm-hmm.
We may just keep the service area even when we move.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's mainly my question. Part of the Google verification is they will want to verify an address. If you have a location for people to appear, then we display it. If you don't want people to show up there, then we can hide it. And that way you don't have that problem. But no matter what, Google's going to want to verify you guys. Everybody has to go through that step in order to even exist as a business and have their own Google business profile.
Okay, definitely.
Okay. It looks like you guys have been getting things going, though. I see a bunch of things here. When I look up the business name, I see you're on Yelp and Facebook and Angie's List, MapQuest. Are you the one that's doing all of that?
Yeah. Angie was within the last few weeks.
Okay.
They reached out to us as well. Just wanted to get going with them. And then Yelp and Facebook have been an ongoing thing for about the past couple years. So.
Very nice. Are you doing Yelp ads? Or not Yelp ads, Facebook ads?
No.
No ads
yet. Just doing word of mouth. And.
Interesting. Okay. How do you like Home Advisor by Angie's List so far?
We got approved today, yesterday, and then I have finished the profile and everything today. So we haven't really gotten a chance to test out the leads and opportunities yet, but it seems promising from what I was instructed on.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad idea. There's some differences, though, that I definitely want to key on. A big one, and the big reason why I asked how you're doing with it, is they're on the first page for custom cabinetry in this area. They're on Google. They put themselves on Google because they know that's where most people go. So they're on the first page. But a lot of times what they do is they'll resell the lead. So they'll gather the information and then they'll sell it to you for a fee, like a lead fee. And it typically will go to 3 or 4 other people on their list of 10 guys that they have there. So it's not exclusive. And that kind of affects the success that people see with those leads, right? The business owners see with those leads. So, you know, with this, we would be listing you independently on the first page of Google. So the customers can see, you know, Kennesaw Custom Millworks, Inc. with your reviews, your phone number, they could just call you directly from there if they're looking for the for your services. And there's no lead fees. You know, we don't sell the lead to three or four other guys. And you're on the major search engine as your own independent company rather than through them as a third party, right?
So. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Understood.
You see the differences there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'd agree. It's a lot better to have your own listings and have people contact you direct without the lead fees or the leads going to other guys.
Definitely. The only consideration is affordability.
Right, right. Well, I believe it's more affordable. I don't know what you're doing with them, right? But most of the time, I've been here 13 years. They used to be called Service Magic when I first started working here. And then they went to Home Advisor and then Home Advisor by Angie's, Angie's Leads. Usually it's more affordable with the new in business credits. And I would be able to do that only because of the brick and mortar, right? If you guys are saying wink, wink, the brick and mortar is a new thing we're just getting started on in this area. I could apply a new in business credit that would reduce the cost of it by 50%. That bring your bill down to about $249 rather than you guys paying $499. But also in that, you would have $100 of Facebook ads going directly into it as a promotion. So that'll come out each month. So the $249 is not just putting you on the first page of Google for the services you provide as a top option, but it's also putting you on Facebook with Facebook ads. And you'd be on Bing. They have a pre-existing relationship with Google as well, where they take the guys that are Google verified, and they consider that to be factual if you have Google verification. So they recommend you on their search engine as a top five option. And same thing with Apple Safari for the iPhones. You'll be there. And then we're not going to duplicate anything you already have, but we certainly would fill the holes. So like Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, things like that. You already have Yelp, so we're not going to duplicate that. We wouldn't duplicate your Facebook page either. We would just run ads through it. But we would essentially complete your guys' online marketing profile when we do the Google verification. And those are citations okay. that Google looks for anyway to validate a company. So.
Okay, that makes sense. So is the 250 option, is that a monthly? Is that a quarterly?
Correct.
Is that annual?
No, it's month to month. So we just go 30 days at a time with you. And then it has a app and a tracking system where you guys can log in daily and track the success of it. So you'll be able to see where every lead, click, and call came from.
Okay. And if we were to have it for a month, but then say that we don't want to follow through the next month, or maybe when we're between our move, we probably won't be able, because we're moving all of our equipment and things like that, we probably won't be able to fill out a request for at least 3 weeks, bare minimum. So if we wanted to turn it off for a month, does that then remove us from that first page list and somebody else could fill that spot? Wouldn't be able to get it back, or?
We try to work with you guys. Within the first 3 months, you know, we want you to commit to it, like, within the first 3 months. Like, we ask for a verbal commitment, even though it's month to month and you can cancel at any time. Within the first 3 months, though, if you do terminate it, they do try to charge an early termination fee. So if that move is happening, you know, you in the middle of that 90 days, there might just be a little bit of down period there. But to be honest with you, we have clients all the time, especially clients that we work with for extended periods of time, where they run into issues where it's like, hey, you know, I can't pay it, you know, or if we could push our billing out like 2 weeks so I could take care of this or whatever the case may be. It's pretty rare,
right.
but when it does happen, we try to take care of you guys. It's in Google's best interest and our best interest to just continue working with somebody that we've already been working with and put all this work and effort into than it is to go and start a whole new relationship from scratch. So typically, I mean, you're not running into a bunch of AI bots. We're all human beings. We feel for you, and we try to help you as best we can in order to keep things moving forward.
Okay. I think I get it. And I mean, fill in the gaps where you feel I'm missing something. So it's a $250 monthly fee. There's a added cancellation that you'll work with. But typically within that 90 days, there's a added cancellation fee if we decide to cancel early, right?
Right, right. Which is basically okay. The cost of a month. So they make it so it's like better to just stick with it and continue to do it if you're within the first 90 days than it is to cancel it and have to pay the $249 anyway, right?
Okay, and then right. The $249 will always, every single month, come with $100 of Facebook ads specifically?
Correct. Mm-hmm. That'll go directly
okay.
into your
and
Facebook
then
ad campaign.
Okay, and then is the ad campaign managed on my end, or is that something that you guys offer, or?
Yeah, we'll be hosting it and managing it, but you'll still maintain full access and ownership of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's going there to run the ads primarily. The idea of us getting in there is to just try to generate jobs. If we notice that there's traffic for the services that you provide in the geographic area, then we want to make sure that you're consistently visible there. And then also the remarketing ads are popping up for people who have searched for what you do in the last 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I guess that where I'm at is that we've recently gone with Angie. Like I was, as I was telling you, I finalized that today, this
mm-hmm.
morning. So,
right.
We already paid an annual fee as well as we have a monthly budget that we just put in as well. So I guess, is there a timeline on this? I'm sure you'll reach out to other people and they can fill that slot, but
right.
What would be maybe a rough timeline on the offer?
Honestly, I have no clue. So they kind of just create a list and then they'll give it to my reps, kind of like Tara that you were speaking with at the beginning of the call. And then they just call out until the position fills. And then once they fill that position, we have to wait basically until another opening happens. So I don't know exactly. It's really the matter of a business owner saying yes or no.
Okay.
But I'm really,
you go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I've been doing this for 13 years. And I can't tell you how many guys, I've worked with who tell me, why didn't you call me before I did this? Or why didn't you call me before I did that? You know? And, again, you truly have to have the position available, but I'm confident that if you give it, you know, the 60-90 day period, I don't think you guys will choose HomeAdvisor or any other service for that matter over being on that first page of Google. That's just what everybody uses. Not to mention the volume. You know, obviously the volume's there because it's the number one search engine in the world, but the quality of them because they're not going to multiple guys, and then the overall cost of it. I think we'd be saving you money and bringing you guys more opportunities than to go through a third party, because whatever they're getting it from Google for, they're adding an upcharge, and then they're also selling it to other people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that my only issue is you guys really did just miss me by a day. I mean, we already dedicated probably what that 3-month budget, even with cutting it in half for our brick and mortar, right, new business. I mean, we've almost dedicated 60 days of what that would be to Angie already. Just
that's not a
yesterday.
Bad idea,
so.
Elijah. But at some point, and this is one thing I do see that you don't have, you know, when you look up your company, at some point you're going to want to get a Google business profile, get that verified, and get it on the first page. And it seems like you're going the backwards route almost. You're getting, or not backwards, but you're getting everything set up, but the final infinity stone, I guess you could say, is showing up when people just pull out their phone and look up one of your services, right? If somebody types in custom cabinetry right now in your area, they're going to get referred to a bunch of other companies, and they won't even see you guys as an option. And I think that's kind of going to diminish the value of, you know, the website. Same thing with like your Facebook. If you're not running the ads to the Facebook, it's not being seen by the right people. So the work that you're putting in there is not really going to come to fruition without getting the right eyes on it. And that's exactly what the placements and the ads do.
Yeah.
It's like you're already heading in that direction, right? It's just the completion of it. But if I can get you the first page placement, which is the moneymaker, I know one new client is going to pay for that and cover it. So it'll pay for itself with the customers it brings in. And then also reduce the rate by 50%. I mean, why not give it a shot? You guys are already in business. If you're going to be in business, might as well give it the best chance to succeed and make sure your name's in those conversations to gather those job opportunities.
Right. I could see the value. I guess that on my end, my thing is just financing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, and I want to speak this, talk this over, with my dad. We kind of co-partner so that he does part-time and I'll do, full-time. Until he retires. But, I would like the opportunity to talk this over with him as well. Is there a number that I could reach you at, this week?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And if the position's there, I won't turn you down either. I'll work with you.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I'm going to text it over.
Oh, you'll text it over? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it should be coming through.
Okay, yep, I think I got it.
Okay. Yeah, it should be under John.
Yep, 877-653-6225.
It's 635-6225.
Okay. Yep, I got it.
Okay.
Perfect. And your guys' business hours are you guys Eastern time zone?
No. We're in California. If you look up Local Splash, we're right across the street from Google. So we're on Pacific Standard.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, it's 2:43 here right now.
Okay, you're 3 hours behind. Okay. All right, perfect. Then I guess at the latest, I guess expect our call Friday.
I mean, you can call in anytime. Like I said, if the position's there, then I could work with you, but I'll shoot you straight on it and let you know right away if we can't help you.
Okay, that works perfectly.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your time. I appreciate you going over everything with us, Elijah.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate your time and commitment as well, John.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a great rest of your day. Hopefully I hear from you soon.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Bye-bye.